Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. And with me today, happy to have Judy Rawlings in studio. How are you, Judy?
I'm very good, thank you.
You are? That's good. I hear you're a grandma of how many?
Oh, my. We have 11 grandchildren and two great-grandchildren.
Gosh.
Between me and my husband.
Big time. Christmas yes. time, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Judy, you're on the school board here at Jersey Community District 100, and you also are into, you're a travel advisor.
Correct.
Yes. Did you always grow up in Jersey? Did you grow up here?
I did. I went to school at Holy Ghost, then graduated from the Jersey Community High School.
So you've always yes. been around here?
Yes.
Yeah. But you did tell me before we started that you were adopted.
I was. My parents adopted me through Catholic Charities. My birth mother actually had me in Springfield and then, I guess, surrendered me or whatever. And whenever I was probably about 6 weeks old, my parents adopted me.
Cool.
So.
Yeah. So how was that being? Was it any different being adopted versus, did you have anything that you were aware of? You thought,
Well, that's all I know.
Yeah.
So I can't say, but it was, I will say probably, you know, one thing that whenever I had my first child, it was a different feeling than probably most people, because that was actually the first person that I'd ever met that was truly related to me.
Yeah.
It was very, very emotional.
Was it? I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So family, because of how I grew up, I feel like that family is very important to me.
Yes.
I don't take it for granted.
Right. Now, you worked for the Department of Human Services.
Correct.
For how many years?
28 years. I retired in 2018. I started out in Jerseyville at the Department of Human Services there. I worked clerical there. And then I think I was there about 10 years, and then I had an opportunity to move into being a caseworker. But I had to transfer to East Alton office down there to do that. And so I did that and then moved up to a caseworker supervisor before I retired. And so altogether, I was there 28 years.
Was that an enjoyable job?
I liked it. I like working with computers, you know, helping people.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
It can be a sad situation, too. You know, you'd be surprised at how a lot of people live.
Yes.
So.
And now you're a travel advisor. Tell me a little bit about this. Is a part-time job for you, full-time, or what is this job?
My husband probably would say it's full-time. But probably about 8 years before I retired, my husband and I, we would usually do like a yearly trip somewhere. And probably about 8 years before I retired, I thought, you know, I wouldn't mind doing something like this when I retire to give me something to do. So I started 8 years before I retired. I took some courses at Lewis and Clark for it. And then I ended up signing on to Gwyn's Travel, which was in Bethalto at the time, which they're not there anymore. And so I just did it. Besides working for the state of Illinois, I started off doing it slowly. Then things, you know, when I finally retired, then things picked up. I was doing a lot more of it. And right when COVID happened, I ended up changing from Gwyn's, and I went to a company in St. Louis called Travelplex. So I've been with them ever since, 2020.
What's your niche as far as what do you like to sell?
Caribbean vacations, a lot of all-inclusives. That's the product that I know front
Inside
and back.
Out.
Yes, because I've been on so many myself. So, I mean, my husband and I have been to the Dominican, I think 30 times in our lifetime. You know, that's quite a bit. So we like to do that.
Let's see. So then you got this sideline job. You ran for school board. What was that, like almost 4 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, almost 4 years ago.
And what made you decide to run for school board?
Well, back in 2000 and whatever, I don't remember
20.
The year. 20, okay. Whenever COVID happened. What motivated me to run for the school board, honestly, was I was not happy with the masking situation that was implemented. I wasn't happy with how the board at that time handled it. Mm-hmm. I'm not against masking, but I wanted it to be parents' choice. You know, if you want to mask your child, mask your child. But if you don't, you don't have to. A little bit of freedom there. Anyway, so I wasn't happy with the masking thing. And so I decided that if we ever, another pandemic came along, I wanted to have a voice and I wanted to be part of decisions, you know, such as that.
Well, I think that's probably a feeling now in retrospect. All the way across for a lot of people feel that way.
Right.
You know, the masking didn't do a lot of good. That's for sure. A lot of harm to a lot of people, a lot of young kids for sure. Well, so you ran, you got elected. And now how is it now? You've been on there for almost 4 years now. How is it being on the board?
Well,
what's the job of a school board? What would you say the job is?
Well, we do the board as a whole. You know, we approve, you know, major expenditures that the district might do, or you know, we approve all of that people that are hired. We approve, you know, the audit, you know, tax levies. There's a lot of things that, you know, the board does.
You have the final say on most,
right?
And you vote. How many people are on the board?
Seven, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seven people.
So it's always majority rules, you know.
I see. Have you enjoyed being on the school board?
I have enjoyed it. It's been a learning experience. It's one of these things that, you know, when you get on for a long time, you feel lost because you're learning so much. And I, by no means have I learned it all yet. I'm still learning. It's just one of those things that it takes a long time to understand how everything works.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
And is there a book for that you can read?
Actually, they do have a book that once you're elected, it's called The Art of School Boarding.
Yeah.
I don't remember the author, but they do have a book for that.
I see. And I guess now I think there's another election on in April.
Yes, correct.
In 27.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So you will rerun, or are you going to run again?
Well, I've thought about it for a long time, and I feel like I am going to try to continue if I get elected. Yes.
Now on that election, is it everybody has to be reelected or
no? You know, there's a school board election like every 2 years, I believe, and so you know it never is where the whole board is replaced at the same time.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember how many people. I know that at least two of us, and maybe more, that are going or that are up for re-election.
Yeah, probably two to three.
Yeah,
that's probably it. I don't know, but what were some, like, you run? I know a lot of people, you know, maybe think about running for the school board for whatever reason, but most people that I talk to, they don't want any part of running for the school board because to them it's just like, which I understand, you know, it'd be a lot to deal with and a lot of negativity. What have you learned? What's your experience as far as being on the board?
You know, it's not always extremely busy. I mean, you know, whenever it's time for the budget and, you know, audits and things, yes, you know, there's busier times than others. Other times, I would encourage anybody who is interested in running to run. I feel fulfilled that I'm, you know, helping the community, the kids. You know, it's a positive experience.
Good.
You don't have to. Just need to be willing to learn. You don't have to have any kind of degree or whatever, you know, just, you know, you're volunteering your time. And the time, you know, of course, there's monthly school board meetings that you, some of the board members, I'm going to say, are probably much busier than like me. I mean, I am only on one committee, and it's the policy committee, which we get together with the superintendent, like, I'm going to say maybe every 2 months, you know, and go over some of the, they call them press plus releases that come down from Springfield. And we go over, this is what, you know, this is what they're telling us. And is this going to be our policy or not or whatever? So, you know, other members of the board who are officers, I'm sure spend a lot more time at it than, you know, than what I am. But, you know.
Hey, if you just join us, I have Judy Rawlings with me. Longtime native here of Jersey County, and among many things that she's done and has and does, she's on the local school board. Was there any big surprises that, you know, like you ran for it, and it's like anything, you know, once you're in this position, you're like, oh, I didn't see that coming. Mm-hmm. Well, what, do you have anything to comment on that?
Since I've been on the school board, you know, it's been a little bit of a minute from the time that my children, which, you know, my children were in like high school in around 2000, you know. Okay, fast forward 26 years, there's been a lot of changes that,
yeah,
you know, that I really wasn't aware of because my kids weren't in school. I wasn't involved, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of positive things that have changed since then. I feel like that they have opportunities for kids who have varying interests, you know.
And not the case back years ago.
No, yeah. I don't. I felt like whenever my kids were in school that, you know, really the only extracurricular activities would have been sports, which I like sports too, you know.
Sure.
But, you know, not every child wants to play sports.
Yeah.
So there's, they have a lot of things that they didn't have back then.
Yes.
The home economic department, I mean, I'll just do a shout out to Erica Heitzik.
Oh, I know.
Does.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
She is.
The work that she does there. The theater department has.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's nothing like it was 26 years ago. Definitely, you know, we're improving.
Yeah.
And I wasn't aware of all of that, really.
Yeah, I think,
I mean,
also from what I understand, like the farming education, agricultural education that goes on. And there's so many different things that, you know, kids have an opportunity to do in the FFA programs, mm-hmm, that I don't think they had when I was a kid, that's for sure. But
right,
that was really cool. Any other things that we're missing that you can think of, you want to mention?
Well, as far as surprises, I don't know. I guess I would say, you know, having a different opinion than everybody else isn't always looked at fondly. Mm-hmm. but
do you, feel like on the board that you are maybe have different opinions than other board members?
Yes, okay. I probably do. They're all good people.
Sure.
I mean, but I can only speak for myself. I like to see. I want our children to have great opportunities, but I also want, us to be able to pay for them. I mean, I worry a lot about the finance part of it. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like, in our community that, times are kind of tough in the United States right now, economically, and, I know a lot of households, including my own, I'm, tightening my belt here, okay, I want to still do this stuff, but I got to spread it around so that I have enough,
right,
to go around. And I feel like that, that
things are so much more expensive.
Exactly.
Everything.
Everything.
Yes, it is. I know it's more expensive to run a school. It's more expensive to run a household. It's all expensive. Mm-hmm. And I think kids are probably more expensive. Just young kids, raising them today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so much that you
exactly.
have to have.
Yeah.
I am in awe of young parents today that I thought I did a lot, but actually I was pretty busy working most of the time and could go to games or whatever. But oh my goodness, some of these parents are running all the time.
I know.
Every day.
I know.
Oh my gosh, how do you do it?
Yes. How do you do it? And both parents, if you have a two-parent household, both parents are working full-time jobs, and
yeah, I know. So I understand. I understand that what they're going through. That's a lot. It's mm-hmm. a lot. My hat's off to them for sure mm-hmm. for the young people today.
Yes.
Which I'll announce this over the air. Because I got the, I got the go-ahead. We're finally going to have our first grandchild.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're very excited about that.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Jenna is pregnant, so we're excited extremely.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. We've been waiting for a long time. My twin sister, God rest her soul, she had like 21 grandkids. We're the same age. I have zero.
Oh, my goodness.
How'd that happen?
Well, sometimes that the first one will open up the floodgates.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping.
That's great news.
Let's see. How much, if somebody was, thinking about running for the school board, mm-hmm. how much time would they have to put in? What are you thinking? Hours a week?
Oh, I would rather answer that with just like a typical month.
Okay.
I mean, there's school board meetings once a month, every month, except July. They don't have a meeting in July. Before the week before the board meeting, all the board members will get a packet of things, what's going to be discussed at the meeting. So, you need to go read your packet, probably 2 hours to take, go through there and make notes or, share concerns or whatever, about what's going on. Then, like I said earlier, I mean, I'm on the policy committee where, that's probably once every 2 months, I'm going to guess. I keep informed pretty much, every day, every other day. I'm checking they'll set you up with an email address for your, being on the school board. So I'm, checking that. But like I said, I know that other members, are on more committees, or if they're an officer, I'm sure, I'm sure they spend a lot more time than what I do.
You know, on a board like that, a school boards all over America, it's kind of a tough position, mm-hmm. Because you're voting on things and there's people totally against it, totally for it. It's like it's hard to make the right answer, isn't it? Or make, you know, make the right choice.
It is.
I could see where, you know, people, is it tough, you know, making a decision and like voting against everybody else on the board?
It is. It is. But, you know, you were elected to do a job. And, you know, even when my vote isn't going along with everybody else, I respect their votes, how they vote, but, you know, they need to also respect mine. I have to vote from my heart, and it's not, my heart isn't exactly like everybody else's, so, you know.
Yeah. So, is there, as far as the school board, you plan on running again? Do you plan on being a longtime board member? Do you like that idea?
Well, I have my grandkids are, let's see, I've got four of them in the school district right now. I mean, my granddaughter Kyla is, what, going into sixth grade? I'd like to be on there four more years.
Yeah.
If I can, you know. After that, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't look that far ahead, but I'd like to be part of it while they're there.
And can on their going down, finishing up here, can you give a pitch to anyone out there listening that might think, you know what, maybe I'd like to volunteer, you know, to help in a leadership role in a community. Maybe it's a school board, or maybe it's running for city council, or maybe it's running for county board, or whatever, all of those. What's your pitch to those, why they might want to or why they might not want to?
Well, I think that, you know, anybody, that you can make a difference. I'm going to say it's not for the faint of heart, okay? You know, there's going to be people that, you know, whenever there's a major vote or something and you have, I mean, a while back with, you know, the room was packed. I think it was over the tax levy and you know, there was emotions running high.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have to do your research. You have to decide how you're going to vote. You need to, sometimes it's tough, but you know, you're never going to please everybody.
Yes.
So
know that going in.
Yes. Know that going in, but it is rewarding.
It is. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's worth doing.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, thank you for being on the board and be a community leader. We appreciate that. And we wish nothing but the best for you.
Thank you.
And enjoyed having you come in. I appreciate that. And you take care.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.